Good morning. It is time for our Newsmaker program here at 840 KTIC. Chad Moyer with you and visiting once again with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here this week. And boy, the wheat market had been bearish almost all year long, and then all of a sudden it turned bullish just in the matter of a couple of days, and a Russian announcement kind of leading that, isn't it?
It really is. You know, this kind of reminds me of the Murphy's Law that says what everybody knows ain't worth knowing, and everybody knew we had plenty of wheat, and, or at least we thought we did. And then here along comes Russia with droughts, and now the announcement that they're not going to export any more wheat. So even though there's a lot of wheat left in the rest of the wheat-growing countries, Russia's like the elephant in the living room. You just got to be kind of careful where that elephant goes.
Yeah, I remember. Well, I've also heard it said in the markets. You know, you have you pick one horse. You know, that's gonna go the mile for you and do real well, and then you don't ever pick that horse again. You know, crude oil went up so far and it didn't go back up there, and you know the technology stocks did that same thing. Doesn't seem to me too long ago that wheat was doing this very same thing, Roy.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen the different grains be different leaders at different times. And, you know, this corn market, for instance, right now, really has been dead ever since that terrible government report there the first or second week in January. And the corn market is a little better now. I mean, it's kind of following the wheat, but, boy, nothing nearly as exciting as what the wheat's doing. And so we've gone through the same thing with soybeans.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's the latest impact now since this wheat has really started to go up? Has that been pulling the row crops kind of along their bootstraps?
Well, it has. They kind of follow the same path, although not to quite the same extent. But what you have to remember about the wheat deal is that the Russian wheat generally goes into the world markets as a feed grain, not as a milling grain, and so it has maybe a tendency to pull the corn along, especially that it wouldn't otherwise. And then the other side of that is that the protein is a little higher on that than it is on corn, so we get some substitution of soybean meal for wheat, and consequently we get the wheat up 50 cents and the corn's up 2 or 3, and the soybeans are up a nickel or less, and so it kind of goes the same direction, but not necessarily the same amount or at the same time.
Now, the market's also been watching of course, we have a couple of government reports out again next Tuesday, and private analytical firms have been coming out with their guesses. Do you see any major changes when we get those updated demand numbers?
Well, sure, as I say no, there'll be a big surprise. You know, that's what happened the last two times. So I'm a little leery about coming out with any profound statements, because sure as I do, they'll prove me wrong. And I'm not a fundamental analyst. I'm not a supply and demand guy. So maybe I better beg off on that one.
Maybe the better way to ask it is, what kind of an impact may this have? You know, I'm looking at a supply and demand update in the month of August.
You're just going to keep trying, aren't you? Well, any report is important, and the closer we get to harvest, probably the more important it is, because here we are, 1st of August. You know, the corn crop's probably pretty well made. It has to mature yet, but we've had our rains and we've had our early planting, and so we know there's a big crop out there. The soybeans, this is critical for them. As long as people keep getting rain, there'll be a good bean crop also. So, you know, you weigh that against the government report. What could the government report show? Well, you know, it could theoretically probably show a smaller soybean crop, although with the growing conditions we've had, I don't think that's going to happen. Who knows?
Right. Let's kind of take from here on out, going into the middle part of August. What are the things that you're watching right now?
Well, we need to watch the soybean market. Typically, we see the soybean market rally going into the September crop report, because that's also a time when we're apt to have susceptibility to early frost. Now, you know, I heard Al Dutcher last week say that we're 200 heat units ahead of where we were a year ago, so we're probably not as prone to have a frost damage as we were a year ago, or as even as we are in most years. So, but who knows? You know, right now, like right here where I farm, it's been 16 days since we've had any rain. So, you know, we might start hearing reports of dry pockets here and there, and theoretically, you know, that could carry the soybean price a little higher than it would if it was coming a month sooner or a month later.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like the further north you go in the state, they've had more rains, and the further south you go, maybe not as few, and starting to see some irrigation pivots being turned on now.
I have heard people say they've seen pivots running, but I also had an individual tell me, well, he was just running his to make sure it still worked in case he needed it. So, you know, there may be a little bit of that, or there may be some people putting on nitrogen with irrigation systems if they didn't get enough on the first time around. So, you know, I've talked to people between here and the Kansas line, and most of them have had pretty good moisture also. So, I wouldn't say that my situation is typical of what we're seeing across Nebraska. There are some areas in southwest or south central Iowa that are maybe hurting a little bit, but that's not particularly good row crop country anyway.
For folks that would like more information from you, putting together a marketing plan, how do they get that?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website. And everybody go to the Soybean Management Field Days next week.
Are you going to take in one of those?
I will be at the one in Stella on Wednesday, so that's a little bit out of the KTIC territory, but there'll be one at Meade, and there's one at Takema that are real close by.
All right, very good. Thanks for the update, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets this morning on 840 KTIC.